It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and we get to visit this week with Tyson Nargis, District 2 Director. And Tyson, getting a planting update last week from the northwest part of the state, moving a little bit further south this week to where you're at in the District 2 there. What has planting looked like for you guys so far this year?
Yeah, correct. So actually, as of yesterday, the middle of the week, we finished up putting our wheat in the ground. So we are in the ground. Surprisingly, a couple of the few and far between rain showers that we received here a few weeks ago wasn't much, but it was able to meet some of that moisture down in the ground. So surprisingly, we do have a little bit of moisture to work with, but overall, things are extremely dry. The drought monitor came out again this week showing that the panhandle has moved from moderate to extreme drought. So we're in that severe and extreme drought region, and the weather's been too hot. It's been too dry. I think we're going to have not too many issues getting wheat out of the ground, but if this continues in the 90s and the hot, dry weather, we could have some issues going here into winter.
You mentioned the drought, and I think that's pretty widespread. Are there other concerns or even maybe highlights, things that you're looking forward to with this next wheat crop?
Well, it's kind of interesting. It's we kind of hear all the time that there's too much wheat in the world, and here for the last couple of weeks, we've been over that $5 mark on the Kansas City new crop futures, and so it's giving us an opportunity to kind of lock in some prices for next year's wheat crop that's probably a little bit better than it's been in the last few years. So that's a little encouraging. Now the last few days we've given some of those cents back. I guess it's one of those where you start looking at where your cost production is and start locking in some prices. So I think for the price-wise, you know, we're looking at a little bit of better prices. It's still not where they should be to be sustainable for wheat. And you're going to see that again with wheat acres, I think, throughout the country, that we're going to be probably down a little bit. So it's encouraging. It just needs to keep going.
I'll ask you the same thing I did Bob last week, of course, in visiting with other wheat growers within your area, across the state, or even beyond that, Tyson. What are you hearing from them?
Well, it's kind of the same thing. A lot of the region around here is really, really dry. It's nothing that's going to be any different from here all the way south. There's pockets of moisture, but I think you get down here in the eastern Colorado Plains and they're really struggling to even find any moisture at all to get wheat out of the ground. It's just one of those ends of the year that we've been way too hot, and the three-month average of temperature has been rough for everybody. Sitting right now, we're about half of our yearly rainfall. So it's our wet months were past, and we just need a little bit to go into winter here, but that's kind of the common theme between everybody, is just the hot, dry weather has just been, it's been kind of tough.
All right. Thanks, Tyson. Tyson Nargis, our guest again this week with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters.